Do you have a name for a small flat horse that you take on a lake?
Bootleg. Mm-hmm. No, we don't have that. We don't have that either.
Would you just call it a boat?
Yes, that's what we call it, a boat.
If it had a pointed front like that, would you have a different name?
Yes, would you?
It's a boat. And if it had a squared off front, would it have a different name or would it still be a boat? Okay, fine. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
I call it the key.
If a woman is wearing a strand of beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty wet of beads.
Necklace, I call it.
Necklace? Yeah. Would you ever call it a string of beads or?
String of beads or necklace, uh-huh.
If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really wet the other one.
Maybe to be better, yeah.
Is there another word you might be use to show that he really beat him?
Let's see.
Like he thrashed him, or he trounced him, or he whooped him, or.
That man should beat that one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down, if he's working in the fields? You might say he got down on his
knees.
Well, if.
On the back part of his legs.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Might be squatting down.
I don't know what that is in me. Might
be on your feet.
Okay, what are some words that might mean a very stingy person? Do you have any names for people who just won't let loose of their money?
Yeah, I'm a stingy person.
Suppose a person is wearing really funny looking clothes. You'd say he looks...
Ticky-tacky?
Ticky-tacky.
That's what you say.
If it's a woman instead of a man, is there another word you might use?
Let me see. There's nothing but give her, let me see. I'd make the same thing, I guess we do.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You might say she's really...
Big dress?
Is that what you'd say?
I'll call you. I'll
just sit still. I'm going to have this.
Dressed.